Today in Science from Wired.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No
purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by
law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. No, Dubai's floods weren't caused by cloud seeding. Heavy rain has triggered flash flooding in Dubai, but those pointing the finger at cloud seeding are misguided. By Amit Kotwala. Dubai is underwater. Heavy storms have caused flash flooding across the United Arab Emirates, leading to shocking scenes circulating on social media. Cars abandoned by the roadside, planes sloshing through flooded highways. Hundreds of flights have been canceled at Dubai's busy international airport, and at least 18 people have died in neighboring Oman. News reports and social media posts were quick to point the blame at cloud seeding. The UAE has a long-running program for trying to squeeze more rain out of the clouds that pass over the normally arid region. It has a team of pilots who spray salt particles into passing storms to encourage more water to form. The floods were positioned as a cautionary tale by some. Here's what happens when you mess with nature. Even Bloomberg reported that cloud seeding had worsened the flooding. The truth is more complicated. I've spent the last few months reporting on cloud seeding in the UAE for an upcoming Wired feature, and while it's true that the UAE has been running cloud seeding missions this week, it performs more than 300 a year, it's a stretch to say that it was responsible for the floods. In fact, as we were preparing the story for publication on Wednesday morning, the UAE's National Center for Meteorology told CNBC it had not seeded any clouds before the storm struck on Tuesday. There are a few reasons for this. First, even the most optimistic estimates of cloud seeding say that it can increase rainfall by a maximum of 25% annually. In other words, it would have rained anyway, and if cloud seeding did have an impact, it would only have been to slightly increase the amount of precipitation that fell. The jury is still out on the effectiveness of cloud seeding in warm climates, and even if it does work, cloud seeding can't produce rain out of thin air. It can only enhance what's already in the sky. Secondly, seeding operations tend to take place in the east of the country, far from more populated areas like Dubai. This is largely because of restrictions on air traffic, but means that it was unlikely that any seeding particles were still active by the time the storms reached Dubai. Most of the scientists I've spoken to say the impact of cloud seeding had a very small, localized effect and is unlikely to cause flooding in other areas. But perhaps the best evidence that cloud seeding wasn't involved in these floods is the fact that it rained all over the region. Oman didn't do any cloud seeding, but it was even more badly affected by flooding with a number of casualties. It's exciting to point the finger at a scary technology, but the real cause of the flooding is likely more banal. Dubai is comically ill-equipped to deal with rainfall. The city has expanded rapidly over the last few decades, with little attention paid in the past to infrastructure like storm drains that could help it deal with a sudden influx of water. It's largely concrete and glass, and there's very little green space to soak up rainfall. The result is chaos whenever it rains, though, to be fair, most cities would struggle to deal with a year's worth of rain falling in 12 hours. However, climate change may also be playing a role. As the planet heats up, the complex weather dynamics of the region are shifting and changing in ways that may bring more violent storms. City planners around the world are trying to make their cities spongier to help deal with flash flooding and save more water for drier parts of the year. Instead of using cloud seeding to turn the sky into a sponge, Dubai would be better off trying to turn the city into one. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.